Many college students have heard lectures from their elders saying, "I worked my way through school, why can't you?" And they probably went to school uphill both ways. After hearing the speech from his grandfather, however, Randy Olson, an MSU graduate student, decided to calculate if it was still possible to work your way through college. He concluded, it's not. Since posting his findings to his blog, he's received hundreds of comments, and The Atlantic wrote about his calculations. He told Current State's Emmanuel Berry that today's students have to work seven times as many hours as their 1979 counterparts to pay for tuition alone.
What prompted you to write this blog post?
I just had a conversation with my grandfather over the phone. You know, we talk fairly regularly. And he kept talking about the virtues of working your way through college, you know, and how great it is and how good of an impact it can have on your life. And, you know, I said, sure, but from my experience, working through college and graduating without debt, that's the key part, wasn't feasible at all, right? And from talking with other millennials who went to college, I know it's not just me that struggled with working and paying their way through college. So this made me wonder, you know, why is it that millennials have such a different perspective on this problem of working your way through college than previous generations? So by coincidence, I ran across an online forum where students were talking about exactly this topic. So further confirmation that I'm not alone in this problem, right?
Yeah.
And one poster, they started talking about the historical MSU tuition trends and how its tuition has gotten way more expensive, especially in the past decade. And then another person started relating this to federal minimum wage. And that's when it became really obvious to me why there's sort of this dissonance, this disagreement between our generations. So that's sort of what motivated me to write, I guess, this post that I did. It was really just a rant. I didn't expect it to blow up, but apparently it hit a tune with a lot of other students.
No, I think it definitely did. And I'm curious, what was your experience paying for school? I mean, did you work throughout college yourself?
Yep. So I actually worked as soon as I graduated high school, I had to start working. My parents firmly said, you know, you start working now, even if it's at Walmart or wherever else, or you're getting kicked out of the house. So I worked even before I started college. And all through college, you know, I worked at a lot of, if not minimum wage jobs, close to minimum wage jobs. And then fortunately, I was studying computer science, so then I got computer programming jobs later on in my career. So yeah, I did manage to work through college. And even though I had a fairly, you know, decent paying job as a computer programmer, I still graduated with debt after 5 years.
So your blog post is titled, "It's Impossible to Work Your Way Through College Nowadays." Break down kind of this conclusion and the math that you did to get to this point.
Right. So the way I looked at it was, well, first, of course, I looked at the MSU tuition numbers. And I basically decided, okay, if you're taking, let's say, 24 credit hours a year, that's going to come out to a certain amount, and then I divide that by the minimum wage for that year. So that basically gives you a fairly relatable number of how many hours working on minimum wage would you have to work to pay for tuition for that year. So I did this for every single year between 1979 and 2013, and then I just plotted it in a very simple little line plot, and you just basically see this huge rise throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I originally wrote about. And I found that in 1979, an MSU student only had to work about 203 hours on minimum wage, which is something you can do basically in a summer, you know, serving ice cream or doing whatever else, you know, a fairly easy summer job. Whereas in 2013, an MSU student would have to work 1,420 hours to pay for the same education. So, I mean, we're talking about having to work full time for 35 and a half weeks of the year. And so just looking at that alone, and mind you, this is only looking at tuition and fees.
So we're not talking room and board, feeding yourself, all those other
exactly.
essentials.
Yeah. It's only looking at that. And so if you're already having to work most of the year full time just to pay for college, it's basically impossible if you're going to have to pay for everything else as well and survive without any debt.
One of the responses that I was seeing in the comments on your blog and Reddit and other places, well, what about financial aid? What about financial aid?
Right. So I looked at, I haven't done any in-depth analyses myself, I intend to soon, obviously. But from what I've seen, for example, federal aid, such as Pell Grants, they really haven't been keeping pace with the increase in tuition lately. You know, it started where back in, you know, the 1990s, it would pay for about 60% of your college tuition, whereas now it's dropped down to about 25 or 30% of your college tuition. So it's, if you combine the fact that the federal aid hasn't been keeping track and tuition has been going up faster and faster every year, and we're really setting our modern day students up for financial failure, right? I mean, because the only option they have then is to either offload it on their parents, which in my case didn't
not
happen.
Not an option for most
option.
People.
And most people are right. Or they put it on student loans, right? And so that's why we've also been seeing lately that in the past decade, more and more students have been turning to student loans and graduating with thousands upon thousands of dollars of debt.
You initially just calculated the working hours for an MSU student, and then you looked at other schools. Were the results similar?
Yes. So, of course, people were quick to point out when I wrote my initial rant that, you know, MSU is a top 100 elite research college, right, or research university. What about other universities around the U.S.? So then I had to go and find another data set for that that actually has all of the public four-year universities and their tuition rates for that time period. And I found a very similar trend when I compared 1979 to 2013. Now, it turns out MSU students actually have it worse than the average, but the average is still pretty bad. So according to that, in 1979, the average student would work about 182 hours on minimum wage to pay for a year of tuition, versus in 2013, we're talking 991 hours. So we're still talking, you know, 1979, you can pay off tuition with a summer job part-time, whereas you're having to work year-round as a modern student.
This story clearly resonated with a lot of people, as you said. Lots of comments on Reddit. It was picked up by The Atlantic, and there's hundreds and hundreds of comments on there. Why do you think that there's been such a strong reaction to just laying out the numbers and your rant after your conversation with your grandfather?
Right. Well, first and foremost, I think this, you know, as I hinted at earlier, I think this is really an issue that a lot of students are facing nowadays. You know, they're increasingly being told, why don't you work your way through college? Why can't you pay it off? You know, what's wrong with you? Why are you so lazy? And so this was sort of finally some real data, you know, that you can put your, you know, you can put your hands on and say, look, it actually is way harder than it used to be. And so I've had several people email me and comment saying, you know, I'm sending this to my parents right now. Finally, I have some validation, you know, showing that I'm not lazy, that it's, you know, that it's the system that's doing it for once. I'm not crazy. And I think another thing is the fact that it communicates it in terms of hours worked instead of just numbers, you know, because, or just, you know, thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. It, you know, when you're talking tuition, you're talking usually, you know, $10,000 or something like that. And it's easy to get lost in those numbers, especially when you have to take into account inflation and all these other things. Whereas, you know, if you just say, this is how many hours you have to work, you know, provided it's on minimum wage, I think that's a much more relatable number. So
a lot of people said they could relate, but there were also people who disagreed in comments saying, you know, my personal experience, I worked all through school. I managed to do it. What do you have to say to that?
Right. So also in the past couple of weeks, I've received a decent bit of hate now. and that's because people who are actually insulted by my claim that it's impossible to work through college, you know, they said, I just did it last year, or, you know, I guess I should tell my daughter that she just did the impossible or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
An important thing to remember when we're talking about, you know, averages and trends over multiple years and across the entire U.S., is that we're talking about the majority of people and their experience. Of course, there's going to be outliers and people that maybe made a good choice on their degree, and it was a very lucrative degree even while they were working through it, or they landed a good job or something like that. And of course, there's always going to be these exceptional people that are still able to pull it off. But it's important to remember that we're looking at averages and not just a special case.
Is this something you do often, like graphing things out, calculating things that you want to make sense of?
Yeah, so as nerdy as it sounds, it's actually my weekend hobby.
Okay.
Almost every weekend, I'll try to find some interesting problem or something like that to tackle, and I'll go searching for a data set online, and I'll try to analyze it and visualize it, and then write a blog post about it. And, sometimes it's interesting, like obviously this one was. Sometimes it's not. It's just been sort of a nerdy hobby for me to practice my computer science skills.
The student debt crisis, it's continuing to loom over the country. And we continue just hearing about it, but there's not really any concrete answers. Not really sure what the solution is or how it's going to be fixed. As someone who is going to graduate with a PhD in computer science from MSU in the next few years, what type of answers do you want? I know it's a tough question, but I thought I might as well ask.
What answers do I want? So there's been a lot of talk of student debt forgiveness, of just waiving off that student debt or something like that, or programs to help people pay off the student debt in a more reliable time span. I think something like that would really help, because otherwise, if we just keep it as is and just let people continue to build up debt, it's really going to harm this next generation coming up that's currently in college.
Do you think the state should play a bigger role in helping with higher education funding?
Absolutely. So, that's one thing that was really interesting to find out, is that at least in Michigan, the state has been cutting funding to public universities. And I think that explains at least a big part of why tuition costs in Michigan at least have been skyrocketing, because the money has to come from somewhere. If it doesn't come from the state, well, then you put that burden on the students that are now going to the university. So I absolutely think that the state should recommit, at least back to previous levels, to help as a part of this crisis.
What are your plans post-graduation?
So I'm hoping to even though I've been heavily criticizing academia here and the institution surrounding it, I hope to stay in it as part of a career. So I'm hoping to find a postdoctoral position in another state and continue doing my research there. And then if I'm lucky enough, maybe I'll get offered a professorship position somewhere, maybe at state.
Have you shown your blog post to your grandfather yet? Did you send it to him?
So I plan to talk to him about it this weekend. He's actually of the generation that refuses to go online, so he hasn't seen any of this. but I'm definitely looking forward to seeing and hearing what he says when I bring this data up to him.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Randy. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Randy Olson is a computer science PhD student at Michigan State University. You can check out more of his work for yourself at randallolson.com. For Current State, I'm Emmanuel Berry.